Blessed be Jesus and Mary. Now we might ask ourselves here, why did the people beg Jesus to leave their district? In most cases, when our Lord worked a miracle of this kind, this case delivering two men from evil spirits, people flocked around him. They wanted to see more, perhaps receive a miracle themselves. Here, they're driving Jesus away. And the answer can be found going back up to where our Lord drove the two spirits, where he told them to go. Simply told them to go, and that was it. Go then. When this herd of swine, which was an unclean animal, which meant forbidden to the Jews. And here we have herds of them. It appears there were people here were making a business out of the swine, a forbidden animal. Which meant they now lost their business, so that's why they're begging Jesus to leave. They were not following the commands given them, going all the way back to the time of Moses. They were not following the directions given them by God himself. And that brings us to the reflection of today, since we celebrate today Independence Day here in the United States, the anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence from England back in 1776. And the word we hear almost continually, not only on a day like today, but almost all the time, the word we hear is freedom. We have to be free. True freedom. Well, what is true freedom? Free to do whatever we want? No. That cannot be. I recall hearing in one of the debates in the presidential election, one of the candidates said, they were told one of the topics was on abortion. And one of the candidates said, that's a heart-wrenching decision, but they have to be free to make that choice. But you see, we can never be free to kill. We then sin against the fifth commandment. What is true freedom? That's what we need to ask ourselves. It's not freedom to do whatever we want. It's freedom to be what God created us to be. And what did God create us to be? Why did he create us? To share his life with him. We are something more than just a material being. We have a spiritual soul. And until we recognize that, we will never truly be free. We will never truly be free until we start to do and live as God wants us to live, as we fulfill his will. Unless we live according to the values, we might say Christian values, that bring us closer to God. And God gave us a set of commandments to guide us. We call that the Decalogue, or the Ten Commandments. Are we willing to fulfill those commandments? Are we willing to do his will? Then we are truly free. True freedom is that which guides us back to God. There is true freedom. If not, what happens? Well, in the case of the swineherds, they became slaves to their sin, the sin of selling swine against the commandments, against the will of God. You become a slave to your sins, and you're not truly free. And so when we overcome all of that and really live according to God's will, according to the commandments, the Christian way of life, the following of Christ, the gospel which God, Christ himself traced out for us, then we are truly free. That's the freedom we must all seek. There is true freedom, the love of God, to put it in a word. Our call, the response are to our call that every single one of us has, our call to holiness, our call to return to God. Praise be Jesus and Mary, now and forever.